Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCullen.
And I'm Terry Rialto.
And you're listening to The Delicious Dish
on National Public Radio.
Now, Terry, it's Christmas season again, our favorite time of the year.
Actually, Margaret Jo, holiday time is when the most culinary wishes can come true. Now, what's on your list this holiday season, Margaret Jo?
Well, Terry, I got real freaky this year. I'm asking Kris Kringle for a wooden bowl, some oversized index cards, and a funnel.
Ooh, a funnel. That'll be great for funneling.
I know. I feel like a glutton. What's on your list, Terry?
Well, I'm only asking Santa for one thing. A big box of glue traps to help me with my excessive rat problem. Are you, Margaret Jo, going to leave any treats out for Santa this year?
Oh, absolutely. I always do. I like to leave Santa some tap water and rice. If Santa's anything like me, Christmas foods really wreak havoc on the old digestive system. What are you going to leave, Terry?
I can't ever leave food out in my apartment, because I have an excessive rat problem.
Makes sense. Neat.
Good times.
Good times.
Well, Christmas is a time for traditional foods and bite-sized treats, and we have a very special guest today.
That's right, Terry. He's the owner of his own holiday bakery with a very, very clever name, Seasons Eatings.
That's really funny.
I know. It rhymes with Seasons Greetings.
Please welcome the owner of Seasons Eatings, Pete Schwetti.
Well, Pete, Terry, and I have been looking forward to having you on the show, because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great times and treats this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. But the thing that I most like to bring out this time of year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Seasons Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
Wow, my mouth is watering just thinking about those balls.
It's been years since I've seen any balls.
Would you like to see my balls now?
Yeah, whip them out.
Wow. You have some beautiful balls.
They're bigger than I expected.
A lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry. The way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
I can't help but notice, Pete. Your balls are a little misshapen.
Well, that's because I rested them on a hot stove too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Well, go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
Wow, I can't wait to get my balls around my mouth around his balls.
Ooh, I like the way your balls smell.
Do whatever you want to, ladies. My balls are here for your pleasure.
Wow, Pete, I have to say, your balls are so tender.
Well, there's no beating my balls. They're made from a secret Schwetti family recipe. No one can resist my Schwetti balls.
Wow. Schwetti balls. Nothing like a Schwetti ball.
Good balls.
Good times.
Good times. Our producer's telling us it's time to wrap up.
That's all the time we have today, Terry. So join us next week when our topic will be that other holiday favorite.
Fragrant
flavored nuts.
A quick plug, if you order from Seasons Eatings now, you can still send out a special Schwetti ball sack in time.
Great idea. My niece would love a sack of Schwetti balls.
Okay, so...
Jesus Christ.
That's so good.
So here's my favorite part. Because Tanner is in his car, it's like you can hear the door and everything. It sounds like someone listening to NPR.
Right, from the perspective of the vehicle. I love it.
I think my favorite part was when Tanner's like turn signal came on or something. It's just right in the middle of it.
It's the real ambiance to it that really right. adds something.
Welcome to the ladies and gentlemen. You know what it is. It's Saturday, and you know what time it is.
It never is.
It's Friday, and Hunter, what time is it on Fridays?
It's horse time.
It's horse time.
God, no.
Here on the PZ85 legendary group chat for horses. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your thoroughbred tonight. With me, of course, we have Double H, which stands for...
Wait a minute.
With Double H.
No one can resist my clearly Canadian balls.
we got the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
Yeah, I'm here.
We think. Barely. Yeah, he may be here. He may not be here. We'll see. We got Cody Sandusky with us here tonight.
That's Tennessee Walker to you, sir.
I'm so sorry. And joining the show with us tonight once again, because he's so fucking funny, Derek Boxdorfer.
It's horse time? Nay!
He's funny.
I thought about saying it, but hoped someone else would do it, and you're Derek
welcome.
Provides.
You're welcome, Cody.
He's funny because he's not
Derek,
funny.
Real quick, give me a Stanley Barber.
Stanley Barber?
I want to apologize for my audio tonight because I once again am recording on the Sony headset, so I know I sound a little funny, which is why I did not take part in that opening skit, which honestly I'm kind of glad I didn't, because listening to it was just hilarious.
that was gold. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, that may be my favorite intro that we've done so far. Like, it was just perfect. Of course, that was Cody, Derek, and Hunter doing that, and a fantastic job. Tanner and I sat it out because I'm recording on my Sony Gold headset. Tanner is recording on a potato. And we...
Derek, you know that also now makes you officially a member of the Not Ready for Podcast Players.
Hey. That's true. Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
This is an honor. It really is.
Already taken Dalton's spot. You're the first one we cut from sketches, but the last one that we'll leave on the side for an extra spot.
That's good, I
guess.
Dalton
is basically Kyle Mooney. He's around every great once in a while, is really awkward, gets most of his sketches cut, and he kind of just sits in the back.
It's Cody, it's funny you mentioned Kyle Mooney, because Hunter and I have been talking about Kyle Mooney lately, about, is Kyle Mooney funny?
Well, dude, he has a half-German shepherd. His name is Sammy.
God damn it.
it's the Chris, it's not Chris. Yeah, it is. Chris Fitzpatrick sketches. The ones they record in advance where he's like the high school kid who has a really crappy rock band. And
yeah.
The rock versus rap debate, and he runs for class president. And, you know, if he's gonna becomes get class president, we'll play actually good bands like Temporary Flawed and my own band, Crippled Rejects.
And if he gets, you know, if, what was it? He's going to open his own restaurant one day with good-ass posters on the wall, like 50s gangsters. And Tanner's leaving. Tanner's actually leaving
said,
the podcast.
No, this is not worth it. I'm out of here.
He started the car and he's bailing.
What's the big difference between rock and rap? Well, skin color.
Oh, God.
No, wait a minute.
That's what he says.
That's
the skit, buddy.
Man.
It's in the sketch.
That reminds me of a song I heard. Derek, do you listen to much Waka Flocka?
Oh, no. No, please don't.
No, I know.
You mean like it goes like Flocka?
Yeah, like Flocka. I go hard in the motherfucking paint, Derek. Yeah.
Grove Street.
The good and the bad news is that we only planned the intro, and now we have nothing.
What's different than any other Friday? Give Hunter about 2 minutes. The shit post will rain from the sky like manna and honey, and we'll be fine because we'll never fucking focus. It'll be okay.
That's fair.
I'm Cody, just sad I don't get to like participate in the shit posting tonight.
Well,
you're on Discord.
Yeah, but he's on his phone.
Cody, I am appalled that you would talk about me like that and suggest that I'm sitting here trying to ruin the show.
I mean,
you are. That offends me all the way back to our first president, Getty Images.
Hey, man, that teacher's probably going to get shit from Getty Images. They would charge $200 for the portrait of themselves back in 1791.
Oh, Tanner, here comes the general.
Rise up.
Oh, man.
He didn't even do. Never mind. I quit the show.
Space Raptor.
I mean, he did say rise up.
Oh,
I did. That's the next line. Here comes the general. Ooh, rise up.
No, the next thing I was waiting on was ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. The moment you've been waiting for.
Yes.
He's the pride of Mount Vernon.
That's they got a trilogy? I mean,
but Chuck Tingle, the great author.
Oh.
Hey, that's Hugo nominated author to you, sir.
Oh, it is Hugo.
Two-time. Hugo nominated author.
The author who christened the planet with such greats as sentient butt sex with one's own butt.
Can we not talk about this anymore?
No, what? God damn it. I'm seeing the titles. They are here. We must discuss them.
Six platonic
tales. No, we must not. We've been talking about it all week. I'm tired of it.
You've been talking about it all week. I haven't been around for it.
Well, guys, this one's topical because it's coming up for the election season.
Slammed
in the butt by the handsome sentient manifestation of Election Day.
But is that local or national elections?
Jesus Christ. Yes.
This one, I believe, is Dalton's favorite. It's the fear of the unknown gives my butt pause, but then I realize how powerful and unique I am, and we pound enthusiastically.
That's galaxy brain
level title shit there.
The thing about this bit is no one knows how to respond to it.
No, that's the thing.
I don't.
I mean, it's the same thing as when you're perusing Google and you somehow find this. You don't know what's happened anymore.
It's the end.
I already hit one before you said that.
That's okay. But that's okay because look, my butt is comforted by the realization that I'm okay and everything will be all right. My favorite part is the sentient okay in the background. And he's given
my favorite part's the bullshit that everything will be all right. we can start shitting on Chuck Tingle now. He's a fucking liar.
Chuck Tingle. He just doesn't know.
Cody, I almost spit out my tea.
Well, I'm glad to help.
Don't you insult the good name of Chuck Tingle. He's a two-time Hugo Award nominee.
That's fine, but you can't be lying to the public saying everything will be all right, even if it is for fucking sentient OKs.
Every little thing's gonna be all right.
I seriously think the entire show should just be us reading the title of the books because there's
no the fuck it doesn't.
Oh come on!
Okay, but here's the question: is it better or worse content than last week's Friday show?
Last week's Friday show was awesome because there was some kick-ass beats. We had the great intro by Derek, Stanley Barber, and Randy Smith. They're gay men's, and they'll
swearing on Bible.
They'll costed you in the ass at a young age, I hear. And then you had those sick beats that were all royalty-free, so no one can sue me over it. And
that's quite a face mask.
Oh, Jesus Christ, even Derek's getting in on this.
Yep, here we go.
Okay, so if you're a new listener to Podzilla 1985, if you came here because you heard Derek was going to be on the show and you're like, what's going on? Friday is a special kind of show because we literally don't care about entertaining you. And
this is the selfish show.
Yeah, we record this in Discord. We record every show in Discord and Audacity
that's my secret, Cap. They're all selfish to me.
And what happens is Hunter will post just shit posts in the chat and it will distract us and nobody else can see them. So everybody that's listening to the show's just going, what are they laughing about? Maria is in the other room. She can apparently hear it because she just sent me a message that says, "Dear Lord, not the tingle dude again."
I'm only going to do it for 6 to 8 more weeks.
I mean, that's about all the time we got left.
To be fair,
I don't know.
You do post them to either your profile picture or your cover photo on Facebook from time to time.
It's true.
Oh, I do. Well, only when Hunter tells me to.
It's real interactive. Before
Man,
you even know
Pancake was my favorite game as a kid.
The classic vertical one in a row game.
I always lost because my sister was a cheating bitch.
So the hilarious part about Fridays.
He's back. The living corn.
What'd you say, Tanner?
The hilarious part about Fridays for me is we could be in the middle of, we could actually miraculously have a serious conversation. And we could be in the middle of a conversation and serious topic, you know, we sound real serious, and all of a sudden Hunter just randomly posts a shit post, and you just hear it break.
Friday's the Wild Wild West. You never know what's going to happen.
That's what the people come for.
The squalor. Again, this whole network, the subtitle for this whole network should be People Love Squalor, because that's all we fucking give them, and they always come back.
Also, Cody, you guys might want to know, this is Chuck Tingle. That's who he is. That's the actual guy.
You know, somehow he's not white enough.
Now I actually believe his name might actually be Chuck Tingle.
Right. Now that is also true.
Cody, I don't know if you listened to the show the other night. You mentioned that the people keep coming back. As I said yesterday, July is the most listened to month in Podzilla 1985 history. We set a new record. And that's saying something.
I don't know how you guys keep doing it. You keep top of yourselves. It's impressive.
And it's impressive because it's been over 5 years now. Over 5 years, and we're still growing. And it's growing based on this content, and I don't understand.
I was really thinking it would be every other show, but this one maybe.
It's time for crab, Derek.
Time for crab.
Oh, God, not the mud crab. Oh, fuck.
I don't even know what that means, Kobe.
No, it's that fucking E3 thing all over again.
It's time for crab.
Time for crab.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know what this means.
Jesus.
I don't know what any of this means.
Wait, am I in a fever dream? Am I the only one that remembers that bit from like E3 06 when the 360 came out and they were going on about the crab the whole time?
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about now, and you got a couple things wrong. You're talking about the PS3, and they were talking about Genji, and they were talking about how realistic it was.
Well, he hit the giant enemy crab and his weak point for massive damage.
For massive damage.
There it is. Yeah.
But
that
time for crab, that's definitely the Dark Souls font, Shannon, is it not?
That is definitely Dark Souls font, and I don't understand.
I don't know. I've never played Dark Souls.
Well, I don't understand why it's time for crab.
I don't either.
I mean, have you eaten crab before? Because it is quite delicious, and that means it's always time for crab.
Oh, here we go. Cody just did it. He just unlocked a serious conversation. Let's jump into it.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I've had fucking hell that Derek derails it immediately.
No, go past it. Go past it. Get to the fucking serious topic.
I've only had crab like twice, and both times I'm pretty sure I was at it was my birthday and we were at Red Lobster, and I got crab
Mistake
there.
One.
And that's the only time I've had crab. It's just Red Lobster crab. I've had like crab rolls, but I think crab rolls are a thing. I don't know. Crab's okay. But the thing
I mean, lobster rolls are certainly a thing. Close enough. I'm sure they're probably crab rolls.
So
he's probably thinking of crab rangoons.
They deserve.
You know, I think he knows what a crab rangoon is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But I say we all love Chinese food enough. Here's something I'll say, and I know people use this as a shtick a lot. Crab, I would certainly say, is something that is better when you can get it as fresh as possible near the coast. Like, because I've had crab here, and I know a lot of people like to talk about, like, one of the casinos up in St. Louis has a great crab all-you-can-eat buffet for crab legs. But the best crab I've ever had is when we were down in Georgia my senior year of high school. And because it was literally just Dungeness crab caught off the coast and brought in, and that shit was fantastic.
I bet you I had fresher seafood than you did, Cody. When I was in Haiti.
Probably, but...
When I was in Haiti. $10 for a lobster.
No, Hunter, or we call it Haiti here, Derek. It's
They caught a lobster straight out of the water, took it straight from the water to an open flame, and cooked it.
That just sounds cruel.
It was.
Did they at least put a knife through its head to kill it?
I'm not entirely sure. I might be completely
honest.
How
does that seem less cruel?
Because
at least stab it directly in the brain.
But
yes, because
did you feel a small part of you disconnect when you did it?
It was the worst.
Did you stab it
more than once? In my life. Like I'm definitely imagine if I had like steamed butter lobster, I would have enjoyed it much nicer. But it was like charcoal like lobster. It was not good.
That's the thing with lobster. From what I understand, and I've only had lobster once. That's when myself and Lady went to Red Lobster the second time, and there was some, I think it was called like the captain's table or something. I don't know. I was a captain of the ship that night.
Captain's feast.
Yeah.
Or something.
And I had lobster with that. And what I understand is that you have to literally drown lobster in butter for it to taste good.
No.
Yeah.
Cody, the whole time you were talking about stabbing this lobster with a knife, this is what I imagined your face to look like the entire time.
He totally got off.
The dead finger did it?
God damn it, no. I just, again, like, if you're not going to, don't let it suffer. It's kind of like dropping a crustacean inside of a pot of boiling water. You don't want it to be writhing in pain.
All right, Brian Lefebvre, let's just settle down over there.
Let me just, for the audience listening who are horrified by this conversation, let me state the fact that lobsters, it's been proven, or scientifically proven, I guess, that lobsters do not feel pain the way that we do. So when you cook them alive, they actually don't feel it. They just die. Which to
I just
me
assumed
is even
you were gonna do. You were gonna do the bit of they don't feel pain the way that we do. It's much worse. Like they die in horrible agony the entire time.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen a person boil alive, so maybe.
And may we never.
Allegedly, there's a couple people I want to see boiled alive.
Allegedly.
No, this isn't the time for allegedly.
Let's move off this topic specifically for my health, my mental health.
Well, you got
Tanner. Have you seen a man boil alive?
I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, what?
Tanner, was one of your family members killed by lobsters?
Hey, I think we found a topic for tonight.
Wait, Tanner, did you pull somebody?
No, we really didn't. No, I didn't. I want to move off that topic.
Out of respect for Tanner, I'm going to dig deeper.
Jesus Christ.
No, I kid, Tanner. I kid. This is, everybody gets one. We'll move past this one. Let's move on to something that's far.
I do want to say though about the seafood.
Yes.
There was a restaurant I ate at Fort Walton Beach, Florida, that was fresh seafood that it was brought in every morning. And they had a cheeseburger that they would make, and they would take a blue crab cake and put on top of the cheeseburger. Let me tell y'all, crab cake on top of burger is
I don't know. Here's the new topic for tonight. Though. Stop ruining cheeseburgers. All right.
Also, I'm the opposite. I feel like a cheeseburger would mess with a good crab cake.
Oh no, I was gonna say. Also, stop promoting crab cakes as good.
Whoa! Oh, fuck up! No.
The only times I've had crab cakes,
Red Lobster.
No. Here's where I'm gonna get you guys. Are gonna yell at me. We decided we were going to make like a seafood dinner. So Allie and I bought a bunch of shit from Schnucks, and I got crab cakes from Schnucks. And maybe that's why they were terrible, but she cooked them, and I saw the look in her eyes of, did I do a good job? And as I'm swallowing down this tripe, I go, yes, that's very good. And then it sat there for hours, and I never touched it again.
That was actually an old Skinner family recipe, is what she put together for you there.
Steamed crabs.
Literally nobody likes crab cake, to be fair.
No, you're a liar,
no,
but thank
you're
you.
Wrong.
I mean, really, though, all right, I know, Derek, you and I are from the hometown of Mary Jane's, and I got nothing against Mary Jane's. All right, I got some things against Mary Jane's, but not this.
I was about to say, I feel like this has come up before.
But stop ruining cheeseburgers, man. I'm tired of stuff being put on burgers that doesn't need to be put on burgers. Occasionally it works, and usually it's in the way you don't expect. Like peanut butter on a burger worked, and I didn't see that one coming.
Right.
Fried egg on a burger works.
That was something that whenever I went in, I really like all of their burgers mostly, but like there's a lot of, like, the peanut butter and jelly stuff on the burgers, like that doesn't seem like that would be anything worth a dang, but it was pretty good.
But the problem is, you go in there for a burger, you're like, okay, burger is literally in the name of the restaurant, I'm going in there for a burger. And then you end up getting anything but, because I don't get, like, I need the taste of a burger, man. We just had burgers for supper, as a matter of fact, that we made. Cast iron skillet, Angus beef, throw that bad boy on until it's crispy, and then let's go. Mm.
Wait,
that's what I want.
They got rid of the best burger there, and that was the War Pigs burger, and they do not have it. And I'm so disappointed every time I go.
They also got rid of my favorite burger, which unless it's back now, you tell me. I think it was called the Italian Stallion. It was the mozzarella burger. I never would have considered that before, and then I had it there, and it was.
Did it taste like a burger? No, it tasted like spaghetti.
It did not taste like spaghetti.
Isn't that the one that had the marinara and stuff on it though?
Yes. Things that don't belong on a burger.
Okay, Hunter, here's the barometer right now that will determine whether I can agree with you or not. Fried egg, does that belong on a burger?
No.
Yep. No.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Wait, who said no? Derek, did you say no?
Yeah,
you
not on a beef burger. Now, if it was like
a
pork patty.
Get the hell out of here. No, man, a fried egg and bacon on any kind of burger is fantastic.
Bacon on a burger?
If it was on a pork patty, I would definitely say yes. But I don't know. But then again, I don't really like eggs a whole lot in general, so...
Tanner, what are you yelling over there?
I'm inclined to agree with Derek because I'm not a huge egg fan, but I've tried it.
That buries the lead. If you don't like the product, then you're not going to like it on a burger. that rationale doesn't make sense. If I didn't like cheese, I wouldn't be eating cheeseburgers. It kind of fucking doesn't do it for me.
Hunter.
Hey.
Isn't one of them Wes Bentley?
Yes. I'll say one of them is Chuck Tingle.
The guy in the middle is Finn Wittrock.
And the one on the far left is Matt Bomer.
Matt Bomer, yeah.
So we can name a couple of them.
The guy second from the right I know is Schmidt on New Girl, but I can't remember his name.
Four of Whitey those guys, Whitetail. I'm pretty sure, are from American
Whitey
Horror Story.
Whitetail.
All right, let's throw this one out then.
Although this would be another great redo for Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott.
Oh, good Lord.
You could put two of those guys
Dylan McDermott
screen.
Or Dermot Mulroney.
Can you Can I get, can you say the names, space the names out further apart so we know where one starts and one begins? What about pineapple on a pizza? I know this is a classic argument.
Yep.
No. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. It's doable.
The no's have it.
My wife loves pineapple.
Oh, okay. For on me, this show, let's refer back to the official Podzilla post and poll. Yes.
Because
we won that poll.
Those polls don't count because a lot of people cheated and mail-in voting.
Oh my God!
There it is.
Because that's the same poll that said Tom DeLonge wasn't as good as Mark Hoppus,
exactly.
Which is also a lie.
No, that's a fucking accurate post. Shut your whore mouth.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so
I will die on that fucking hill.
Tanner, tell them why they're wrong.
Get off that topic. I'm gonna tell them that. I'm gonna ask them this. Okay, next burger. Donut as a bun.
Nope.
Yes.
Oh. No.
No.
It's too much.
Gross. Yes.
The Luther?
No. Yes.
No.
Oh, sweet Jesus, Hunter.
I just had it at the Grind down in Martin, Tennessee, and it was fucking amazing.
No. Yeah. No. Tanner, that's also why you're going to die at 53. Like, that's a terrible idea.
At least he'll be happy.
Joke's on you. I'm shooting for 45.
Well, shit.
We can make it sooner if you keep talking shit about pineapple.
I love pineapple. I agree with you.
So I'm watching. Right,
what about this one?
I just assumed.
What about this one?
No, I
what
love
about,
pineapple on pizza.
Instead of burger on a bun, human flesh. Would you eat it?
No.
Can I have some ketchup?
If I was in the middle of a zombie apocalypse.
Did you say yes?
You can have ketchup, but only if you drink it from a glass.
Even with the ketchup, then no.
Derek, did you say that if there was a zombie apocalypse, you would eat human flesh?
Probably.
You would, because you would be a zombie.
That's right.
That doesn't count. If you're eating... Okay, if you're still human in a zombie
apocalypse...
And you're eating human flesh, then you're doing something wrong.
He's got you there, Chief.
That doesn't count. No, that doesn't count. Zombie apocalypses are out. However, if you have a particularly tasty-looking neighbor that you know no one's going to miss, would you murder them like a pig and eat them?
No.
Probably not.
There was hesitation there, though.
He thought about it. Yeah. He considered it for a second.
I mean, obviously he thought about it. He said probably not.
Right. Look, I'll say it now. I'd eat human flesh. I would.
Nah, hard pass.
This is the hard-hitting content we cover Friday nights.
So, for the listeners who don't know, my wife owns a restaurant.
Where they serve human flesh.
Occasionally.
And Tanner boils it.
Allegedly.
We came up with a new burger, I guess, a few months ago, but it's kind of taking off right now. I'm talking people coming to order this thing, like, in ridiculous amounts. We couldn't come up with a good name, so someone literally just called it a Big Daddy because it's fucking giant. It literally takes a steak knife to hold it together, and it's still not quite long enough.
Okay, that's another thing. But getting on the burger topic, I watch so many of these cooking shows where they're like, oh, here's this burger, and here's this crazy burger, and it's always this 60-pound patty with, like, literally everything on it, like, every possible condiment and all this. At some point, you can stop fucking burgers. You can just make a regular burger, and it's fine.
All right, here's the deal. Standard burger. You don't even need cheese for this. Bear with me on this.
Whoa.
You don't. No, you shut your mouth. You don't even need cheese for this. You bear with me on this.
Okay.
Mustard.
No.
Onion. Yep. White onion. Pickles.
No.
That's it.
No.
Mustard, onion, white pickles. That's
no.
all you need. Oh, I will fight
white
every
pickles?
Single one of you to death.
Let me counter that. Let me counter that with bun, burger. That's it.
Yeah, because you're white. That's the
just
problem.
One bun and one burger?
Exactly. Yeah, just the top bun or the bottom one.
I want to point out that I used to make Shannon cheeseburgers every Sunday for years. Like, I know he prefers cheese on his burger.
That's true. I do prefer cheese on there, as long as the cheese is good, and that's it. Now, me and the person right towards the end there, we started eating the fake meat. Like the burgers.
How you gonna say her name like 16 times and then like dance
exactly.
around
You've
it?
Said it already.
Come on,
just fucking
man.
Keep it up.
I have my reasons. Okay, so Allie and I,
okay,
we went to Burger King and we started eating the the Impossible Burger?
Yeah, the Impossible Whoppers.
Because we got it in our head that we didn't want to eat meat anymore because it was cruel and all that. Which, you know, what My philosophy on it is, if you don't eat it, someone's going to. That cow's going to die one way or the other, so just eat the goddamn meat.
Yeah.
But we tried the Impossible Burger, and I don't know if you guys have had it before. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. And honestly, if you put a gun to my head and said, eat this Burger King burger, and you didn't tell me that it was imitation, I wouldn't know the difference. And I don't know if that's a shot at Burger King, or that's a thumbs up for Burger King.
I'd say a thumbs up.
You're not going to get a lot of dissension on that one. The Impossible Whopper.
No, I like the Impossible
Burger.
It's
just expensive. But then again, most things at Burger King are expensive. So
it sure is.
What are you going to do?
Why do you say it like that? Why did Derek go, it sure is? Like,
that's
because
he's been having Burger King lately.
Yeah, I actually had the Bacon King the other day, and I'm pretty sure I clogged whatever remaining arteries I had left. It was fantastic. You know it's a good burger when you finish and you can't breathe.
There was
Jesus Christ.
There was a guy that we used to make, and God forgive me, because this was back in, you know, my high school and college days when I was not as level headed as I am now. And I was an asshole that made like jokes that were completely tasteless, like even more so than what I've been doing. And there was a person who was a larger variety, and we didn't like him, and we did call him the Baconator.
Jesus.
Okay, so...
No!
Which reminds me, apparently Pringles has a Baconator flavor out now.
Yeah, but Pringles also has pickle flavor.
Let's talk about that, too. Let's chill out on the chip flavors.
Yes. Right,
let's calm down on the potato chip flavors.
Oh, yeah, I was at Walgreens the other day, and they had
barbecue.
Like three new flavor Lays out. No. It was like a Philly cheese... Was it Philly cheesesteak? Something?
No.
Yeah, the Lay's one.
Yeah.
No.
Plain. What are your? Because I heard you said plain barbecue. What's your others?
That's it. No.
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 As far as standard potato chips go, I'm good on plain and barbecue, and that's all I care about. Now, don't get me wrong.
Salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar is a waste of time. If you're
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do you guys like making it taste like you have razor blades in your mouth? Get out of here.
Every day.
I'm going to side with Hunter on this one. Salt and vinegar.
I usually eat salt and vinegar, and then I eat any sour candy possible.
Oh.
Now, salt and vinegar is fantastic.
Derek, the show is now about why you hate yourself.
So there's when it comes to chips, there's the Doritos flavors, which is Nacho Cheesier and Cool Ranch. Those are
I was going to say, those are fine. Those are a separate thing.
There's barbecue chips. And then there are basic chips as long as you have French onion dip. Get the Lay's wavy. Dip that shit in some French onion dip.
Yes.
Go to heaven.
What about the cheddar and sour cream?
I'm about to say, yeah, fuck a plain wavy Lay's. Give me a Ruffles cheddar and sour cream.
You can't mix it with the French onion dip. Now you're contaminating it.
Right.
Sure
not to mention,
just
if you're doing cheddar and sour
it,
cream, you're probably eating it with a sandwich that has cheese on it. You got too much cheese going on.
No.
Yes.
I eat them by themselves. Yeah. They're good chips.
They're good dogs, Brent.
They used to make these. I don't know if they do anymore, but they used to make like a pepper chip as well. It had the salt, just salt and pepper on a plain original chip.
So,
Derek, actually, I used to make those salt and pepper chips. You know what I did? I opened up some plain chips, and I poured some pepper in there.
Well, then you're just ruining plain chips because it's not being cooked onto it properly.
So, I was working...
Shannon, I'm going to hurt him.
I was working at the Jackson store.
Go ahead, fucking try to hurt me.
Hold on.
You think life hasn't done it enough already? Bitch, bring it on.
I was working at the Jackson store, and we can all agree that this is the worst possible one. And one of my coworkers, John, he brought in, he's like, I saw this new flavor. I wanted to give it a try. It sounds really good. It was the Pringles Extreme Dill Pickle chip.
Get out of here. Ugh.
Oh, don't do
that.
No,
that is the absolute worst thing I've ever tasted in my life.
The Extremes were not that great.
Here's the part where Derek says, I really like those.
No, I did not like the extreme ones. I do like dill chips, but not nearly as much as I used to.
Derek, the only pickle a man should put in his mouth is Chick-fil-A's Classic.
Gosh,
that means that is a pretty good pickle. I'll give you that. Now there is a pickle.
It's in Leviticus.
I don't know if it's at just gas stations only, but it's I don't know they're what are they called? But anyway, they're just little pickle chips in a bag, and they have a spicy, they have an original, and those are really good, like crisp pickles. And I don't remember what they're called, but they are amazing.
Oh, next topic, favorite pickle.
See the
none. Jesus Christ.
None, I guess. Is that an option?
That one.
I mean,
that one Shannon just posted. That's my favorite pickle.
There you go.
I can't see that.
That's
but
the
I,
point.
If there's any answer other than Clausen,
Okay, so these are called
Vlasic Tabasco. Dude.
Oh snap!
Things
oh,
really
snap
heating up out here in the pickle fandom.
Like, I don't even know what is a Claussen pickle. I know
it's a brand.
I know
it's
pickles
just
are green.
Brand. I don't know why
oh,
Lisa Claussen is so specifically green.
Goddamn,
I like Claussen.
That reminds me.
Goddamn right it is.
I'm glad Lindsay's not here right now because I'm going to tell this story. And I think I may have told it before and made fun of her,
probably.
But I'm going to tell it again. And it's when Bob and I, we used to do, and it's going to sound weird, we used to do cheese parties. There was a guy that worked at Schnucks at the cheese counter. His name was Rocky. He was a cool dude. And we would go up there and we would talk to him about all the new cheeses that came out. Like, dude was a cheese connoisseur. So we decided to have a cheese party. We were going to buy a bunch of different cheeses, and we were all going to enjoy them. So we got all of ours. We get them home. Lindsay decided to join us. She bought hers. And when we get home, I look at it, and she bought horseradish cheese. And I asked Lindsay, I was like, why did you buy horseradish cheese? And she says, no, horseradish is just the name of the brand.
No.
Like, no.
Oh, no.
No, horseradish is the flavor, babe.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I like horseradish in the right context. I don't want horseradish cheese. That's not.
Yeah, no, hard pass bad. On that.
I just messaged Lindsay and I said horseradish cheese. I'll let you know what she says.
I can't wait.
But that, and needless to say, that no one ate that cheese.
I can't imagine why.
Horse.
Let's pivot cheese. Back because now I want to talk about it with the chips thing. Hot chips? Yes or no?
Nope.
No.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No. I've Fuego. Had a long. We've had a day. Shannon and I have a long-standing alliance on this. Spicy food is great. Hot food is a waste of my time.
That's true. Because you don't
I
taste
am
anything.
Not, no, I'm
no,
not out
yeah,
here trying
no,
to prove my manliness. Like I
no,
like a good
I,
spice.
That's not, like I enjoy
Cody,
that hot rib.
Cody, shut up. Let
but
me
I
talk.
Agree.
No, I don't want anything to do with hot chips.
Someone talk.
Just, and I don't taste spice. I just taste hot.
Yeah. Cody? All
right, that's fair.
Rebuttal?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. No, red hot riblets are the one I will give a pass to. Flaming hot Cheetos, things like that, not so much for that reason.
Well, Cody,
okay,
I'm pretty sure you just made that up. I don't even know what red hot riblets are.
If
have you never seen Old Vienna Red Hot Riblets from St. Louis?
No.
Jesus. No, that's a St. Louis staple.
By the
way,
Cody,
I hate to tell you,
Cheetos
I don't live
awesome.
In St. Louis.
I did.
Flaming hot
I know.
Cheetos are awesome.
I don't.
I'm gonna keep saying it until someone acknowledges it.
No, I hear
you.
Flamin'
Hot
Cheetos. Do
yeah,
you like them?
Hot Cheetos. Good.
They're
jalapeno
really really
Cheetos
good.
Are also great.
No,
yeah.
Derek, just leave it alone. Just leave it at the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. They're very good.
Yeah.
Have you had the Fuego chips before?
Yeah, they're all right.
Probably. Oh God,
they're so hot. Jesse buys them all the time, and the first time you bite into them, you're like,
oh,
okay,
yes.
That's a pretty good
yes.
flavor.
No, I don't.
But then, your mouth turns into a little butthole, just puckers.
So what the kids like
oh,
now
wait,
is the Takis. And the thing about
yes.
the Takis
yeah,
is the spice. The spice is really good, but they taste stale. Like they're too crunchy, and I'm
yes.
not into it. It's like they've been.
Yeah,
it's that. Like when you get like. You go to a Mexican restaurant and they bring you the chips, but you can tell that you got there too early and it's yesterday's chips. They're too hard.
Yeah,
they're too hard. Mm-hmm. So Takis, I dig the spice,
yeah, see,
but I can't get down on the. They're too crunchy for my
the
taste.
Texture.
See,
right?
you say that, but like when I worked at Family Dollar there in Cape, man, they would send me 10 boxes a week of the Taki Fuego flavor, and I would sell out within 2 days.
Oh, well, yeah, because people love Squalor.
I know how popular they are. That's what I'm getting at. People dig them, and I don't know why. Because again, spice is good. Don't like the it's way too hard. They
yeah.
taste like
yeah.
they were stale before they left the factory.
Speaking of Mexican chips, what's the best Mexican restaurant in Cape Girardeau? I want to know what you guys think.
Don Carlos.
I like El Sol.
I said El Sol the other day.
Tanner's
really
wrong. Don Carlos, is that the one in the mall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's either that or
El Acapulco.
No, Tapatio.
No,
Tapatio.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, El Tap. Okay.
Tapatio is what came up from there. El Acapulco kind of sucks, and so does what's the one over in front of where Hibbets used to, or where not well where Hibbets is now.
El Torero.
El Torero.
Yeah, yeah. El Torero used to be top tier, and somewhere along the way it fell off. I tell you, the
it's
problem
so
is
hard.
All of them are inferior to Tequila's and Chester. Derek, back me up.
Okay, so Tequila's and Chester is pretty damn good. I'll
there
give you
is.
That.
There it is.
Yeah,
I think
all El Torero's have fallen off because even the one in Perryville has fallen off.
Acapulco?
Comparatively. No, El Torero.
Or it's rare. Well, yeah.
They all fail in comparison to Burritoville. That's the best Mexican place in Cape.
It's not a Mexican place.
That's not fair, though.
I'm pretty sure you guys have a Taco Bell in Cape.
We got two of them. What's your point?
What you thinking? I've been to Burritoville and been like, man, I'm glad that there's like a, you know, kind of like a original, not really a chain, like fast food Mexican restaurant. And then I get the dirty fry burrito, which contains absolutely zero Mexican ingredients.
Chicken, fry, well, queso, kinda.
I mean, and, I guess.
And tortillas.
And
tortillas.
Yeah, I know. And tortillas.
What about, No.
What about Taco John's or Taco Bell?
Taco Bell all for the way. Sure. Until they get rid of like everything like off their menu in the upcoming month.
Every once in a while, I'll get Taco John's and be pleasantly surprised. But I
always
get those.
Taco John's is hit.
I always get those potato olays, and those boys is salty. Too salty.
They're very salty.
Yeah, they can't be too salty.
But
what good. What like, about like like, what about Taco Town?
Never heard of it.
Taco Town.
Gotta get that bag full of veggie chili.
They take that and then fry it in a blueberry pancake until it's golden brown.
Well, they also wrap that bad boy in their Chicago, the authentic Chicago deep dish.
And nice. As Cody said, drop it into a commemorative tote bag and fill it with spicy vegetarian chili.
Since we're on the topic of food, actually, before...
Are we?
I mean, kind of. Before I go on, I'm watching Ace's stream, right? And I don't know what game he's playing. I think it's like Fall Guys or whatever. But they're adorable little guys that are running around an obstacle course, and you try to stay on the course to get to the end. But the second thing I want to make mention is Ace's facial hair is so kept nicely compared to Dalton's unkempt mess that he has going on. I saw this picture on Facebook.
Derek, you've known Dalton longer than all of us. You know that he's incapable of doing anything kempt.
That's fair.
Dalton came into the store the other day, and he's got that wild-ass hair that looks terrible, and then he's got that beard that's going to get him on a list somewhere, and it's just embarrassing. And he said he's not going to cut it when he goes back to work.
I keep telling him, like, he looks like a homeless man.
I'd call him Jihad Dalton if I didn't already call Jesse Jihad
God,
Jesse.
No!
Like, not good that. Lord.
So to bring the podcast back on a good track, so food, who has the best fries? French fries.
You just talking about in general?
In general.
Like, you guys have to narrow that way down. Like fast
Five
food
guys?
Fries?
Any chain that you can go to get fries at. Fast food. Diner, whatever you want to, whatever.
I don't know that I can just pick one out of there, but I'll tell you what an underrated candidate is that too many people sleep on. Wendy's. Wendy's fries are very good.
Really?
Yes.
See, I'm agree with the Five Guys. That's so good. Just go ahead and get bag of fries.
I think I had Five Guys like one time, and it was good, but I don't have it enough to remember. But Wendy's, they do the skin on, and then they fry them.
Yes, and that is good.
Yes, you're right. I forgot about that.
I want to, since we're mentioning Five Guys, and we talked about burgers earlier, I'm just going to say it, unpopular opinion, what a fucking overrated burger place.
Five Guys is, In-N-Out is, Whataburger is, they're all overrated.
I would say, though, the fries is what makes
the
Five Guys.
Whataburger I will defend in the context of, like, a McDonald's or a Wendy's. I'm not going to Whataburger and thinking my mind's going to be fucking blown with a restaurant-quality burger.
It won't, because Whataburger is terrible. Whataburger might be one of the worst fast food experiences I've ever had.
Oh, no, see, I'll disagree with you on that.
Well, you're welcome to, but it was awful. I mean, it was real bad.
Did you have it at?
Louisiana?
I feel like it's a little too... I've had it in Texas. I've had it in Texas and Florida. It's from Texas.
What are you, like a secret shopper for Whataburger? No, you don't go to Louisiana. You got to go to Texas.
Well, you know, you're listening to fucking Shannon talk about having crab at Red Lobster like it's the best place to have it.
Whoa, hold on. Back the fuck up. I never said that it was the best crab in the world. I said that's
the only
crab
place
I had.
You've had it twice and you say you don't like crab. It's the same logic.
I never said I didn't like crab. I just assumed there's a better crab out there, but I've never gone to like a Crabs R Us and gotten the specialty plate.
Hey, Cody, it's got to be your crab.
Trey, damn it.
I mean,
I'd like to flash back to an hour ago when I was like, Cody, get in here. You're supposed to be on the show.
Yeah. I don't know what happened with this. I was just doing dishes, and Hunter's like, Cody, yes, get here. Okay.
Everybody always built up Five Guys to me. Like, it was this amazing burger place. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll try it out. And then we went to Six Flags a couple years ago for my birthday, and the group decided to go to Five Guys. I'm like, you know, they have the one in St. Louis. I'm like, all right, cool, let's do it. I've never been there, and I've heard so many good things.
Okay.
And so we go in there, and I expect it, because I've been to Mary Jane's at this point, and whether or not you like Mary Jane's burgers or not, one thing that you have to give them is their variety. So I go into Five Guys, and I'm like, this is a specialty. Like, everybody's talking about what a great burger place this is, and it's the most plain burgers you can get. And I guess the burger quality was pretty good, but it was nothing special. Like, nothing blew my mind of, wow, I see why people really love this.
But again, that's because you set your expectations in the wrong place.
They were too high.
Five Guys is more of a simple ingredients done well kind of place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there was one burger place I went to in Pennsylvania when I was up with Lindsay. We were visiting her family. And I think the place was called Fathead. No, it wasn't Fathead's. It was some burger place up there. And they had, I'll never pronounce it correctly, but they had a Wagyu burger.
Wagyu beef. Yeah, Wagyu.
And that was maybe the best burger I've ever had in my life. Like, it was...
That's because it was Wagyu.
Well, yeah, when it costs you $47.50, it better be.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
if I'm paying $50 for a fucking burger, it better change my life.
Well, so I sent Jesse that message about it because he had mentioned getting Wagyu steaks before. And I was like, hey, they've got burgers up at this place. And he said, how much are they? And the burger was only like $10, $11. He said, okay, well, it's going to be terrible then because it sounds like it's a cheap Wagyu burger. And maybe it is because I've never had an expensive one. But that burger was goddamn tasty.
It was probably American Wagyu, which isn't the same as what most people talk about.
Now, Tanner.
Right, exactly.
Shannon, did you feel like Jules from Pulp Fiction for a minute there?
Well, there you go.
Well, I was about to ask Tanner if he's ever had the Big Kahuna Burger.
Why do they call it a Royale with cheese?
That's what they call it in
France. Of the metric system. Probably because of the metric system. Tanner, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Have you had the Big Kahuna Burger?
I haven't.
You watched that?
They put the pineapple on it.
Shannon, I need you.
I'll tell you.
I need you to tell Maria this, and maybe she'll stop.
Okay. Hold on.
It really is crazy how easy it is for me to just go do it. And he's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's fine. No hesitation, no consideration.
Well, most of the time it's because he knows I'm right.
Oh, I also just live to entertain.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to hit y'all with a great burger place. That's
It's not Chuck E. Cheese, is it?
He's Catholic now, I hear.
No, it's called The Station.
What station?
It's called The Station.
Wow.
There's lots of stations, Tanner.
But that also implies I'm driving to Paducah, which never happens, so...
All right, I sent it to her. She's seen it.
This is me waiting to see what happens.
Hunter, I'm also going to post it on my Facebook.
That'll go over well.
Don't you tag me in it, though. I didn't say it.
I'll be honest, I haven't even read it. What does it say?
If you post, shit.
You will get a
hang on.
The top.
Let's have Derek read it.
Derek, you read it, please.
Okay, let me scroll back up. If you post, I'm baby, too many times, you will get a soft spot on the top of your skull, like an infant, and the devil will poke a straw through there and drink your brain like a Capri Sun.
So the next time she puts on that freaking baby romper in Animal Crossing, just go, mm-mm, devil's watching.
Well, she did reply to it with about 900, I'm baby. So,
well, okay.
Here comes the straw. Here comes the devil. Here comes the devil.
The devil heard her do that, and he was like,
"Knack two, baby."
That's him coming through.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, he can't help you now.
He quit helping a long time ago.
He never could.
How do we make it this far? How is this 50 minutes of a podcast and our lives?
Cody, you know what the best part is? This is consistently the highest rated show. Consistently.
I mean, that's fine.
And it's because I'm posting stuff like this and we just laugh.
I know.
I think people
Hunter,
just...
Hunter, believe
they
me.
They just need humor.
I did a show for 2.5 years that no one fucking listened to. And yet here we are.
To be fair, Cody, if you would do that today, I probably would listen to it.
Yeah, Cody, not when you were on Podzilla 1985. People listen to that show.
No. I'm talking about like a radio show.
Oh, yeah, radio isn't the radio anymore.
The podcast, I can't even match podcast numbers.
Oh, Cody, radio's don't talk dead, to me Cody. About radio shows that nobody listens to.
Ever since video
me.
Came out.
It's me. I'm the shows.
I mean, yeah, I get it. If it helps, the last month of my show I did on the radio wasn't heard by anybody because the transmitter was flooded.
Hunter, you know what I just realized?
The monster that you've become?
More people listen to our podcast daily in one day than bought the new Trapped album in a week.
We are exceeding the bar. We're doing so well.
I don't know if the fact that we beat Trapped is a compliment, or is it just Trapped that bad?
In the eyes of Trapped, it should be.
Yeah, Trapped is bad. Shannon, we could post what we posted last Friday all week long, and would easily surpass what Trapped has become.
Which is really sad, because when I was in college, obviously it's a joke, but the Headstrong song.
Yeah, the one song, Headstrong, right.
Well, we've had this discussion. They've got a couple.
They do. I said what I said.
Then I freaked it.
What?
I'm sure that's how that went. Is that a
peanut
or is that a coffee bean?
That's an M&M.
It's an M&M.
Yeah, just an
it's
M&M
the real. It's the real brown M&M.
He freaked it, Derek.
Look at all that
Hunter,
money.
Hit him with the Dr. Phil M&M.
He met.
Oh, I've seen the Dr. Phil M&M.
He needs some therapy. I like Trapped.
No, you don't.
That, I didn't like the Headstrong song as much as everybody else did, but I really did like Echo and Lost in a Portrait. That was a good song.
There he is.
I should have.
There it is.
I should have probably just hit
you. Good,
I should have hit you with this one because you know that I had to do it to you.
Well, I got a new profile pic.
He has to do it to us.
Oh,
I blame Hunter. Geez.
Tanner, can you hear us? Did Tanner leave?
Did Tanner not hear us?
Yeah, we lost Tanner.
Oh, he's there. There he is. Okay. All right.
I literally just said I blame Hunter.
Sometimes it's almost like he's still there.
Also, I'm gonna put
Hang on, Shannon,
to do it to you.
Shannon, here, and use this one instead.
I'm doing it for Pyrus.
If head six times, Phil Eminem will roast your whole team, fainting them all. Wait. It's a stage two. What does he evolve into? Or more importantly, what evolves into Dr. Phil Eminem?
The stanky leg, apparently.
Jesus.
So,
what the fuck
I've now
is this
found
show?
That this is like a series, I guess.
Yes, it is a series.
Oh my god, is that Michael Strahan?
Yeah, it sure is. Strahan.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Hunter, this is gonna be my new Facebook picture.
Yes.
It's Michael Strahan? You know I had to do it to you. Oh god. Man, that MS Paint. It's so good.
That's all I know, Cody. That's all I know.
It's horrible, but it's true.
Here's my favorite Eminem.
Oh, it kind of cuts off the lettering. That's okay. They'll see the full thing when they see the picture posted. Oh.
You got to be careful with that one, though, Derek, because he says the N-word.
I can't get off on that one.
You're not trying hard enough.
Good Lord.
Clearly you need to turn up the Trapped.
Oh, if you think for a second that Trapped isn't going to be the opening song tonight...
I know.
No,
it's really unfortunate.
No, it can't. It can't because we did the cold open. Damn it.
You got it right. It's got to be an NPR jingle.
It could be a closing song. There you go.
Closing all right.
No, the closing song's supposed to be Hey Jim.
No, that's got to be Thursday. Thursday's got the Hey Jim.
Hey,
I need to bring that back.
Okay.
Hey Jim. Hey,
it's horse time.
Horse time.
Yeah.
All right. It's. I got another message from Maria that says, "Not the Dr. Phil Eminem again." Yeah, every goddamn time.
Yes. He's gonna stop.
He's gonna diagnose me.
I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Now, phase two of this is to make sure people see it. I'm going to start sending this picture to everybody.
No. Hunter, I thought for a second you were about to do "Let me clear my throat."
Shannon, Leon S. Kennedy is the only white boy I would risk it all for.
I'm going to send one to Derek, too.
He's not paying attention anymore. This is what I've created. This is the monster that I have become.
Wait, Leon was is, he, but not Chris?
Huh? No!
The white boy they would risk it all for, but not Chris.
Only Derek was continuing the bit.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about at this point. I checked out. I'm getting therapy from Dr. Phil.
Should we end on on a positive topic? We basically just yelled at each other about food preferences for 30 minutes.
Yeah, and this will be the best episode of the month.
And we have 5 minutes left. I feel like we should do something positive. This is the group chat podcast for happiness.
It's supposed to be for happiness, to be fair. That's true.
Well, Shannon, can we talk about what we're doing tomorrow night?
Can we talk about what? You want to talk about baseball?
Can we?
I don't give a shit about baseball.
Tanner, what do you want to talk about? What's going on? You okay?
What we're doing tomorrow night.
Are you talking about the yiffing thing?
Excuse me?
Are you talking about the ghost stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about it, Tanner.
I don't know if I want to anymore.
The ghost can hear you anyway, Tanner. Tanner, we'll go out on a happy note. Tanner, give them a preview of what we're going to be doing tomorrow night.
So we're going on a ghost hunt tomorrow night.
Okay.
Part two.
You say two?
Yeah, part two. Like, we've done one ghost hunt. We're going to go do part two.
You think this time we might, I don't know, catch something?
You know what?
If you wear
really
proper protection, you
won't. Because you know.
Jesus Christ, Derek.
Never mind.
But
you can't get an STD from fucking a ghost, only from fucking a dead body. Trust me.
The ghost got her pregnant.
There it is, Dan.
Oh, you son of a whore.
I was waiting on it. The ghost got her pregnant.
Don't you ever,
Derek.
Don't you ever speak those words in my presence again, little man.
But who was phone? Bring back all the old bits.
I cry every time.
Okay, so back to the conversation. Shannon, you really need to stop talking about we didn't get anything at that ghost hunt because... We had some personal experiences, which are pretty
awesome. Are you guys going back to the radio station for another ghost
hunt?
No.
No.
Okay, cool. I was about to say, why would you waste your time? Nothing happy lives there still.
That ghost hunt was good and fun. Like, I enjoyed it immensely.
Look.
We had some personal experiences.
I did have a personal experience. There was a very intoxicated girl that I dealt with occasionally.
Yep. Welcome to working at River Radio.
No, I don't want to shit all over it. Tanner's right. We did have a couple cool things happen. There was some stuff that really, you know, we had this one encounter with the Kinect camera and a wireframe thing that was pretty fascinating. So I'm excited to do it. The thing is, where I get tripped up is whenever people, because this is the second time now that people have reached out to us and said, hey, we've got some activity going on. Will you please come investigate? Because River Radio got a hold of us. These people got a hold of us and said something's going on. But I don't know. Usually, like, you hear a leaky pipe, you see headlights coming through your window and shining. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that you can say, oh, that's a ghost, and it turns out to be nothing. So usually when we go into these things, Tanner's very excited. I'm always a skeptic, and we'll see where we end up.
I still need you guys.
Obviously, I go in as a skeptic as well.
Brother, help. Oh, brother.
You mess with my levels, boy?
To come to my house. And do a ghost hunt. My wife swears up and down my house is haunted. I do not agree, but apparently between her and my child, they've seen or heard things, so we will.
Well, let's set it up.
The thing is, everybody's seen and heard things, you know?
That's what I say. Like, I say, you're crazy because I don't hear or see anything anytime I'm home.
Yeah, everybody's had experiences, and 9 times out of 10, it turns out to be nothing. But
see, and that's the good news about my house is only 5 years old. So the only thing that's going to haunt this fucking house is me. It's going to be great,
Cody. It's cute that you think just because your house is newer that it can't be haunted. People probably died on that land. People have died everywhere.
Yeah, you know, I'm in Kelso. Probably all the non-Catholics in the Bi-County area died here. Okay, it's fine.
Probably, probably all the unbaptized babies just running around in limbo.
Let's, before we end this, briefly dip into that, a little I Want to Believe for a second. Why is it so widely believed or accepted that where they died is where they haunt? Why would they do that?
Right. I've always wondered that, too.
Well, it's one of those things where, it depending on how they died, they could be attached to an item. They could be attached to a place. Sometimes they could be attached to a person. Usually where people die is kind of where they become lost on, am I alive? Am I dead?
If they have a reason to be, though. I mean, I could see that being the case, but not always.
No, not always. And that's what I mean. Like, sometimes, I mean, I never understood why ghosts just can't roam. Like, why a ghost can't start in New York and then roam all the way down to Texas. He's a ghost. What's keeping him in one specific place? Now, if he's attached...
Well, who's...
Oh, go ahead, Tanner.
Who's to say they don't roam? One of the best. Go ahead.
Also, we don't have a lot of hard evidence on why ghosts do what they do or if they even exist.
Well, one of the best paranormal shows that me and you agree on was Paranormal State. It was a great show. But they did an episode in season one called I Am Six, where they were out in Illinois. Talking about a girl who was possessed, and they kept getting the spirit saying, I am six, over and over again.
I'm just going to say, at this point, I'm hearing Tanner as a ghost.
Yeah, it's every third word.
I figured it sounded good. The
important thing is that the fans will be able to hear Tanner. So we can't hear you.
Exactly, yeah.
But they're going to hear you, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so they did the episode called I Am Six of Paranormal State. Fast forward to 2 years, 3 years later, they do an episode in Wycliffe, Kentucky, where a woman had been possessed by something that was in the house and ended up killing herself, literally jumping off a cliff into the river. And the EVPs they started getting there were the exact same EVPs 300 miles up the Mississippi River. So I think spirits can roam, you know.
I don't think there's any reason that they can't. It's just, yeah. Again, I want to believe. The problem is that, like, short of what I experienced as a child and as a teenager, because I experienced some stuff that, as I remember it, was pretty, like, convincing evidence that there were ghosts. Like, I saw some things and experienced some things that really convinced me. However, I'm at a point in my life now where I don't know if that actually happened or if I made that up in my head and I've just lived the lie for so long. So I need some new evidence. I can't keep living on that. I can't be one of these 1980s rock bands that's still living on their hits from the 80s. I need some new songs.
Like when people got a rat problem in their house and it's just you in the basement going round and around.
Yeah, and on that note, I'm gonna pull the trigger on this episode because I'm still having that dinner. So
good plan.
All right, here's what's gonna happen tomorrow. Tanner and myself and the gang, the Scooby Gang, we're gonna go down to Illinois. We're gonna look for some ghosts. I personally believe that I'm haunted in my own apartment because I have seen and heard some stuff lately that I still need to give that audio to you guys after I clean it up so you can hear what I hear. And maybe there's a ghost in my place, or maybe there's no such thing as ghosts, because there's no such thing as the afterlife, because there's no such thing as God, and there's no such thing as hope, and this is all just for nothing, and we should all just die now and get it over with. So, it's one or the other.
Cool.
Yeah. So, that'll be us tonight. There's your happy note to end on. Until Monday.
Wait a minute. I was going to say, what are we doing next week, though?
maybe not. They're going to be doing Nerd Up on Monday. I don't know. They didn't get to do it the last Monday because Jesse wasn't feeling well. Hopefully they'll do it, because we tried to cover the Xbox press conference last night. It went okay, but you know, they get in way more depth than we do. We mostly just offer opinions and jokes, whereas they get a little more in depth about it. Tuesday, Hunter, this is on you. What are we doing Tuesday?
We need to talk about that, but we have had a very serious discussion about a very major property maybe being our next game, something that's going to last quite a long time. We'll talk about it off the air, but maybe we'll surprise them with the show itself on Tuesday.
Well, you know, Dr. Phil Eminem had to do it to you.
That's your character, actually. Your character has to be the meme that I send you.
Well, I thought I thought this one was going to be set in like an Eminem universe where we all different Eminems.
It's the Eminem multiverse.
Ooh.
On Wednesday, Pro Wrestling Unscripted, we're going to be back. Dalton will be back. I think he was gone last week. I think so. This week, I don't know.
That's my new favorite bit. I think he was gone, maybe.
It's stupid because wrestling is stupid and no one should watch it. Thursday. Yes. Thursday's after dark. We'll be back for After Dark. And then Friday, of course, we'll do this fucking nonsense again. And you'll love it. You'll all love it.
You'll eat it up.
You lapdogs, you godless sodomites.
It's in Leviticus.
No, it's not in Leviticus.
Well, it should be.
Well, it should be. Hopefully I'll have my microphone back, too, so I won't sound like I'm in an old-time radio. Until then, we're going to get out of here. I want to thank Cody, Tanner, and Derek for joining me and Hunter tonight. And, of course, Hunter, thank you for being here as well. Dalton, thank you for not showing up. I understand why you couldn't, but it's fine. Until next week, we'll see you guys later. Take care of yourself out there. Get ready for the election, because if you thought that the past 5 years were hot, you thought Shannon Young got heated before, wait till November. Assuming I'm still alive, I'm going to be like that fucking idiot off that movie where they had emotions. The red one. Don't remember what it's called. Hunter,
the red guy or the red movie? Later.